Chazal says the Chinesh was a bechich as Chashaga ben Rabbi Yehuda Masechet. There's Eivin Daf Tes. Zakeh taught a brayis in front of Rabbi Yochanan that said that the area under the kair and the area along the width of the lechi is considered to be a carmelus, and therefore it's also to carry there. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Poik tani levra, go teach it outside. It's not true." Ayah said Rabbi Yochanan was only arguing really regarding carrying under the kaira, and says that he said over there it's mutter, but he must agree that carrying along the width of the lechi is also. Rav said Rabbi Yochanan even allows carrying along the width of the lechi as well. Rav says I can prove my view, because Rav Dimi said in the name of Yochanan that the area between the Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYochid that's less than 4 square tvachim is considered insignificant, and therefore it could be used by the people of Rishus HaYochid and the people of Rishus HaRabim, as long as they don't use it as a way of transferring between Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim. Because the area is insignificant. He said the area opposite the Lechi is similarly insignificant, and therefore it's also permitted to carry there. Abaye said the reason why Rabbi Yochanan allowed it over there, because he's talking about an area that's 3 tvachim high, and that's why it's allowed. Abaye said, I can prove my view because Rav Chaim bar Guria said in the name of Rav that the area within the entranceway, we have a thick wall. And so the area within the wall, within the thickness of the wall, needs a lechi itself to permit carrying in that area within the thickness of the wall. Now this is true even if the area is less than 4 square tvachim. We see that even though the wall themselves are lechis, you can't carry alongside them. Well, you need another lechi to allow it. Presumably Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't argue over here. Rava said the reason it's also to carry there is because the entranceway in that case opened up into a carmelus, not a Rishus HaRabim. When the area in between the Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim, when the area is between a Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim is considered insignificant and becomes bottle. However, when it's bordered by a carmelus, it doesn't become potable. Rather, it's strengthened by the adjoining carmelus and it becomes also to carry in it as well.
We find that Rabbi Chana said in the Rabbi Yochanan, if someone sets up a series of lechis along a mavi wall, each lechi between 3 and 4 tvachim apart from the next, he'll be subject to machleik between Rishus HaYochid and the Rabbanon, meaning according to Rishim Galil, says that love it applies to anything which is less than 4 tvachim apart. So all these lechis will be considered one big lechi. According to Rabbanon, who says that love is only one less than 3 tvachim apart, each one will be considered a separate lechi. And therefore, according to Rishim Galil, since it's one big lechi, he'll only be able to carry up to the innermost lechi. According to Rabbanon, he can carry up to the outermost lechi. However, according to in either case, you see that he can't carry opposite the lechi.
So Rava would say the case is discussed when the Mavi opens up into a carmelus, not a Rishus HaRabim, therefore it's also to carry opposite the Lechi, as he explained before.
Rav Ashi says, Rabbi Chana is discussing a case where the series of Lechis stretched out for 4 Amas. According to Shimon Gamliel, who said the Lechis are joined through love and it becomes a wall of 4 Amas, which is considered to be a Mavi by itself, and that's why it needs another Lechi in order to be allowed to carry there.
Or yes, according to where Rav Ashi just explained, presumably the outermost lechi stuck out into Rishus HaRabim, because that's how most people did it. If so, although it's not noticeable when standing inside the Mavui, since it's notable when standing out in Rishus HaRabim that there's a lechi there, it should be a lechi, and even Rishus HaGamliel should allow carrying along the series of lechis. Murray answers, this is all being said according to Rabbi Yochanan. He holds that a lechi, which is not noticeable inside the Mavui, is not effective as a lechi. Near is not a lechi.
Mar says, Itma, we learned that a lechi that's only visible from within the Mavui is clearly an effective lechi. A lechi that's only visible from outside is subject machlokes between Rechia and Rav Shimon bar Rebbe. One says it's effective as a lechi, the other says it's not. We can bring a raya that Rav Chia who says it is effective, because Rav Chia taught a braisa that says it's effective. And the fact that he taught this braisa means that he actually held like it, and therefore it means that he holds it's effective. Rabbi Bar Avuna also said that such a lechi is effective. Rabbi asked, the Mishnah says that when the wall between a large and a small chatzar fall down, leaving the small chatzar open in its entirety to the large chatzar, so it's mutter to carry in the large chatzar because the remaining walls in its width beyond where the wall fell down serve as lechis to make the wall that fell down considered to be an entranceway. Like that's legabe the large chatzar, but it's also to carry in the small chatzar because it's open in its entirety to large chatzar. Now, why aren't the side walls of the large chatzar that used to be flush with the wall that fell down considered lechis that are visible only from the outside? They should be lechis that should permit carrying even in the small chatzar. Rav Zeira says, the case being discussed is where the side walls of the small chatzar protrude into the large chatzar, and therefore the walls of the large chatzar can't act as lechis.
For Akhnamara, why don't we say that those protruding walls are part of the large chatzar walls via lovud? May say lovud, and then say that the walls are lechis. You can't answer that there's more than 3 tvachim between the protruding wall of the small chatzar and the large chatzar's walls, because Rav Adar bar Avimi said that we're even discussing a case where the large chatzar was 11 amas wide and the small chatzar was 10 amas wide. That leaves 3 tvachim on each side, and therefore we should have lovud applied to them, and therefore it should be looked at as a lechi. That's only near mivachutz vein and near bifnim. So Ravina said, the small chatzar, we're talking about the case that the small chatzar is not centered in the larger chatzar. So one side is 2 tvachim away, but one side is 4 tvachim away, which is too far for lovet. It's a fact of Gemara, but we should at least say lovet on that one side, which would mean at least there's one lechi, which should be enough to allow carrying in the small chatzar. Gemara says the Mishnah follows Rebbe, who says that a chatzar needs 2 lechis in order to allow carrying within it.